This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
They're also the home of the new BNT line, which is an exciting new line they have come out with. Let me be grammatically correct. Check them out at FranklinArmory.com. Well, let's open this week up the right way. Let's start speaking with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
Well, I'm glad to hear you, Bill. We survived the apocalypse. It appears that the peak in the coronavirus, I think more properly known as the Wuhan flu, was 2 weeks ago. And other than the crazy news media, it looks like the Wuhan flu this year will kill about as many people as the flu season of 2017-2018 did. Except that one wasn't covered by CNN. That appears to be the biggest difference.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Wasn't covered by...
Well, I'm just glad we both made it. Phew.
Yeah, well, I mean...
It had me thinking it was close.
Well, yeah, that's true, isn't it? The news did have us thinking it was close and all dangerous and everything else. And it's... did you see the little ditty they put out there that didn't... I haven't seen it get a lot of play, but they've been doing some... testing in the, you know, taking people off the street and testing them for antibodies. Oh. And it appears that out of the ones they tested, that you know, between 1 out of 3 and 2 out of 3 have had it.
Right.
Which means all those people, the more people that have had it and are still walking around, that's going to drive the death percentage down, which is, I think it's actually going to work out to be worldwide about 0.0002%.
Right. About right.
Yep. So we're going to see. I'm glad I survived it, too. But at the same time, I'm really ready for this to be over with.
I am, too. Fortunately, I live next to Texas. Texas is going to open up. There's some outdoor activities I plan to do in Texas. But they, for a while, were saying, hey, you're from Louisiana. There are outbreaks there. Don't come here. So I got to check if I need, you know, a stamp on my passport or something to enter the great state of Texas.
Yeah. A certificate of immunity.
something
like that, yeah. So, I hope you don't. I hope you don't have to have that. I hope that they, or maybe they could test you as you come across the border. That would be okay. John Adine's been talking about this test, like a diabetes test where they just do a little finger prick
right.
And they can tell. Maybe they'll have that because they're ordering a lot of testing kits from all over the place now, except China. They're not ordering them.
Except China, please.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting? Isn't that fascinating? A lot of manufacturing moved to China, and now everybody's going, I don't think so. No, thank you, please. The great outbreak in South Dakota was from a meatpacking plant bought by the Chinese.
Yep.
Yep.
So wherever, I mean, that's, I'm pretty sure that I've heard a lot of people that went to SHOT Show are saying they probably had it too. So
I would love, I asked my local doctor, I just happened to see him socially, 6 feet away, and I said, have any of your patients actually come in with it? He goes, a couple probable and a couple that were confirmed. So it does happen. It is widespread. You know, we talked about these people who were shocked by the vulnerability of society and went out and bought firearms. So I mentioned a week ago that we've been working on this introduction for new gun owners. YouTube, short 8 to 10 minute videos. As of this morning, we have 64 of them up.
I had seen, I think I'd seen some of that on Ammoland. Was that where I saw it? Ammoland?
We announced some of it on Ammoland, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
The people you've had on that you would recognize. Tony Simon. Anthony Calandro. Yehuda Remmer. Beth Alcazar. Rob Pincus. Robin Sandoval. Claude Werner. Just to mention a few of the prominent people we've had on. It's been great. And, Bill, you and I have said as much. One of the things you and I both enjoy about what we do, we get to meet fascinating people. You'd think that, oh, what is there interesting about your first gun and what you should do? These people had interesting things to say. I learned something. Wow. I feel fortunate.
That would be, you know, that would actually be very nice to have something like that all the time. But I can see why this would be a special case that needs to be looked at. But are you guys going to leave that up?
Oh, it's part of the playlist at the Polite Society podcast videos.
Gotcha.
It should be permanent. Here, let me give you something infinitely obvious, except I never thought of it. You have a gun in your little open top gun safe. Or on the dresser next to you, you go to pick it up. Practice picking it up with an absolutely flat hand. So that, oh, you feel where it is. You get your palm, the ball of your hand over the stock. Now you curl your lower fingers one at a time up. Okay, now you've got the trigger. Now you've got your finger on the frame. Your thumb slides around. You pick it up. Or you tip it up with your other hand on the frame. You don't reach for it like a claw, because that's how you get your hand in the trigger guard.
Right.
Just the most trivial habit that could really save you something.
Well, that's actually a very good pointer. I think most people tend to want to. Yeah, I've got one right here beside me. And, that's a good point of reference to tell them to use a flat hand to pick it up, because my hand naturally curls when I start to pick
it
up.
Right.
So
we've only got a few minutes. When we come back, I would like to go through the self-defense gun stories that I did last week with Tony Simon, because unfortunately the bad guys did not stay home.
Yeah, they're not exactly shy in retiring, those bad guys. There's been a few bad guys move. I've been watching them in the press moving about. I'm not talking about the press, just the stories I've been seeing about it. And yeah, I'm not surprised, but I mean, is Tony still in New Jersey? Has he moved?
No, he's still there. He's got family in New Jersey. I don't think he can move.
At one point, he was telling me he was going to move to Virginia, and I was just, you know, 2 or 3 years ago, that would have been an upgrade, but I'm not sure that's an upgrade.
Yeah,
New Jersey
now, well, no, it's still an upgrade. It's still an upgrade.
That's horrible. bad New Jersey is.
That's right. But to put it in perspective, in New York, it'll have to wait till after the break. We'll tee it off then.
Very good. Very good. Rob talking about self-defense gun stories. That's one of his podcasts. And he's also a member of the aforementioned Polite Society podcast, where they put up a series of videos for all of you new gun owners to get you a little familiarization that I never got, that he never got. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Coming to you live. Excuse me. This is Lock and Load. Through the night, through this portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCKANDLOAD at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at FranklinArmory.com. They've come out with, you were talking a little, oh, no, that wasn't you. That wasn't you just talking about it. My son was actually talking to me about that. But that, anyway, talking to Rob Morse about, right now we're going to talk a little self-defense gun stories.
If you could, because we saw crime surge. Maybe the people who were previously being robbed on the street weren't available. We saw crime against shops in New York City surged by some 70%+ in the last few weeks. Well, this one isn't New York. This is Fredericksburg, Texas. This isn't a shop. This is someone's home. It's after midnight, and you're startled away by sounds from your backyard. Your fiancé hears them, too, and he gets out of bed to investigate. Then, only a few seconds later, you hear a fight in your house. So you get out of bed. You see a stranger strangling your fiancé. Unfortunately, you're not armed. You have to run back to your bedroom. You grab your handgun. You scream at the attacker to stop, and your fiancé slumps. He's unconscious. You fire a warning shot at the attacker, but the attacker does not get away from your loved one, from your fiancé, so you have to shoot again. Now the attacker takes a step, finally lets go, and falls to the floor. Fortunately, your fiancé is breathing. He regains consciousness in a minute, and he calls police and EMTs while you stand there with a firearm in your hand, watching this criminal. The EMTs transport your attacker and examine your fiancé. Your fiancé is 73 years old. You're 65 years old. Your 19-year-old attacker was on drugs. Absolutely no surprise to anyone. And we go, thank goodness a 65-year-old didn't go hand-to-hand with a 19-year-old druggie. That's a prescription for disaster. Okay, there was a firearm there. It was available. It was operable. It's not, oh, I'll keep it unloaded upon a shelf. So far good. But that isn't what we call best practice. If you're going to go, I mean, you hear something in your house. The cat being a cat knocks something over. Unless you hear clear voices or people walking around, yeah, we're going to go look. But if we do that, since it could be quite a surprise if there was an intruder, bring your defensive tools. Bring that firearm. Turn on the lights, because we're not trying to surprise anybody. This is not a ninja move. Hi, we're here. If you don't want to have a combat, get the heck out of my house. Oh, but if someone's outside, don't unlock doors to go investigate what's going on. Look through the windows. Bring a flashlight. Turn on outside lights. Look through the windows. If you have outside cameras, of course, use those. And think of this. Your fiancé is being strangled, and you fire a warning shot. That bullet went somewhere, and you're responsible for it.
Didn't she fire that into the ceiling?
I think she fired it into the floor.
Okay.
But you and I know that ceilings and roofs are not going to stop, not even a 9mm.
No.
I mean, they might not even stop a .22. So that means it's coming down somewhere, and you're still responsible for it. And in the, 20, 15 seconds that you took to fire again, your loved one could have been choked to death. So if you face a lethal situation, you need to end it quickly. I know you don't want to kill anybody, but lethal force is required right now. And if you are, 300 pounds plus in great physical condition and you can go hand to hand, by all means, have at.
But
if you're not.
Yeah, the choke.
Wow.
If he did a bare naked choke, the rear naked choke or whatever you call that, that takes 13 seconds to knock you out.
Right.
Right about 13, anywhere from 8 to 13 seconds. So from then on, you're not fighting back. You're actually going to, if he hangs on to you, your body weight is going to hang you
right
against his forearm. So Yeah, there's not a whole lot of not a lot of wiggle room to. But that lady now, this lady, she took two shots, one that didn't work. Then okay, let him go. No, and then she like wasn't it a head shot?
She's now we've got to give her credit for this. Yeah. Hi, middle of the night, you're barely awake. An attacker, almost a hostage shot, his arms around your loved one, and you manage to shoot a moving target in the head. They didn't mention whether they turned on all the lights, so maybe in low light, that's a professional level defense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty economic.
Right. She transported it. They transported him to a hospital. He got moved to a second time to a hospital and died the next morning.
Yeah.
Which is surprised, given that it was a headshot, I'm surprised he lasted that long. But that, okay. Wow. I bet she knows that she would do things differently. I said the second time, let's learn from her experience. And again, you hear something in your house. And you can identify it clearly as footsteps. You don't have a cat.
Right.
Call the cops. I swear, your widescreen TV, even if they take it, is way cheaper than you turning a bullet loose. Even if you're infinitely innocent like this.
If you're alone in the house. If you got kids in the house, I guess you may have to go out there and play a little room clear.
Yeah, you have to... Great point, and we'll cover that in our next story.
Yeah.
You have to identify your target, and that's why I'm a huge fan of turning on all the lights. I noticed lately I can't walk silently through my house. It's just not possible.
It's not possible. No matter what kind of floor you have, especially all of you people like laminate floors, you're giving away all your stealth. Now, carpet, on the other hand...
Maybe.
On a concrete pad, you can be pretty stealthy on that. Pretty stealthy. So that's why Rob and I are going to come out with carpet shoes. You just slip those on and clear your house as they go along. And you can find Rob at Slopax WordPress blog. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Opening a brief Senate session on Capitol Hill on Monday, Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell says Democrats are still blocking a small business relief package that will loan billions of dollars to small businesses across the country.
Our Democratic colleagues are still prolonging their discussions with the administration, so the Senate regretfully will not be able to pass more funding for Americans' paychecks today.
The Senate is set to meet on Tuesday in hopes of passing a bill. The bill could then head to the House for a Wednesday vote and could reach President Trump's desk as early as Thursday. Meanwhile, in Georgia, some businesses, including gyms, hair and nail salons, and bowling alleys, will be allowed to open on Friday as the state moves towards reopening their economy. Those businesses will be required to follow social distancing guidelines. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Talking to Rob Morris as we discussed the things we discussed. We were holding up. Where was it you were wanting to go? You still got Rob? Have we not turned Rob back up? let's see.
Bill, I can hear you. Can you hear
me? Okay, now I can hear you, yeah. Okay.
Thank you, Bill.
Yeah, anyway.
I'd like to go through a second gun story before we jump into other news. And I realized I was going through my notes that 75-year-old man who goes out to say who's you know trashing stuff on my back porch. He was hit in the head with a club. So the bad guys come prepared, and you going out there barehanded at night, not seeing what's coming. I don't know that I would have fared any better, and even though I think I'm in pretty fair shape. This next story, though, is Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, and it's a mom cooking. Her, I think, teenage son is in the room, too, and literally this is a Saturday night. Some stranger walks through their back kitchen door and asks if they have liquor for sale. What? No, I'm cooking for my son. Get out. And that's when the bad guy grabs a gun and points it at mom. Smart teenager. He thinks, hey, I'm within 3 feet. I don't think I can run away fast enough. He lunges for the bad guy, turns the firearm away from his mom, and mom shoots the attacker. The attacker goes, I don't like this. This isn't what I wanted. He takes off. The teenager is able to hold onto the gun, but the bad guy goes, which is worse, letting go of my gun or getting shot again? The gun stays at the scene. The police collect both firearms. Bad guy runs out the back, jumps over the fence. Again, a guy on drugs, prohibited person, prohibited firearm, bail set at $250,000. But again, this is something like a hostage shot, because I've got a loved one only feet away from an attacker, and both of them are struggling for control of a firearm. That's something I haven't practiced a lot. I mean, my hostage shots are very slow and deliberate. This was like jumping into a furball.
Yeah. The are you still running a gun with an optic on it?
I am, yes.
Yeah.
Although my inclination is, you know, if you had some jerk sauce, some pepper spray, I don't know that I wouldn't think that if it's that tight, you'd either do that or you've got to get really close so there's no ambiguity.
Right.
In fact, maybe come up, join the melee, and put metal on me.
You just, so are you not, are you sort of reluctant with the hostage shot, as you call it?
I could have a perfect shot. I, depending on how active, you know, if they're down on the ground, so they're both still, all right, I got it.
Yeah.
But if they're standing and can move and swirl, I'm afraid. I don't know that I could guarantee I wouldn't hit my loved one if I were more than a fraction of a, you know, feet away.
I don't know. You know, with that, I've thought about that myself. Now, most of the time we're practicing the hostage shot, as Rob calls it, in with a silhouette setup. You'll have a light colored silhouette and a dark colored silhouette, and one of them is the hostage, and one of them is the bad guy, and you have to take a really accurate shot if you're going to do a headshot. But I would think that if somebody's holding on to somebody else, that their legs are not moving as fast, maybe their feet aren't moving as fast, I'll bet you could shoot them in the foot. Now, before everybody starts getting up there saying, no, Bill, it's always center mass.
I hear you. And in fact, the bad guy was shot in the leg.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what mom did. She said, what's the part of this bad guy far away from my, nobody wants to leak. I agree with you. Any place you shoot them is going to degrade them a lot.
Yeah. Well, it would probably also make them want to empty their hands and grab hold of that affected body part.
Right.
Whatever that might be. But I mean, when I was kickboxer, we would either try to watch their shoulders or try to watch their hips, because they would, if somebody's coming in on you, they got to come forward. And that would be what we had to watch for. And at the same time, we'd be trying to, you know, get a good view from the hips to the shoulders, because you do need to watch the hands too. So, they're going to have to, I've never studied anybody when they've got somebody in a chokehold or something and they're trying to be in the hostage situation. I've never studied how their legs work or something else, but they're always protecting their face. They are always protecting their face and their center mass. They're really protecting center mass. So I would think one of the extremities below the waist would be an interesting little target.
Isn't that interesting? You and I, if we're trying to control a firearm, we're either trying to take it down to the ground or up, you know, to the ceiling.
Right.
And you're right. That probably exposes the criminal one side or another, either the top or the bottom. When we come back, did you have something you wanted to talk about? I wrote an article. You helped inspire this.
Oh, goodness.
About how you protect your family with your new gun. Because we think that a lot of self-defense is the speed of the draw and accuracy, and I think that's wrong.
I would agree with you. I've been thinking about that, and
yeah,
I would agree with you on that one. Simply because, that's where all my bad habits began, was trying to be quick on the draw, because sticking that gun out there, I'd be driving it out there with my right hand and pushing the shot to the left.
Gotcha.
So, yeah.
Well,
we can do that most definitely.
When we come back. By the way, I have the jokes going around amongst all the instructors is, okay, by the time we see you back on the range, you better be really good with all this dry practice you've been doing. Meaning the empty hand practice you do with a firearm, you should have no flinch because you've practiced thousands of times indoor against a target with no ammunition in sight.
Oh, I don't know that I would necessarily agree with that, simply because that's sort of unrealistic. I see some people that shoot and they don't even blink.
Really?
Quite honestly, that worries me. To be honest with you, I'm looking at them like, dear God, what kind of a person is this? What do they do when I'm not watching? Anyway, we're headed into the break. You can find Rob either Slow Facts WordPress blog, podcast, self-defense, gun stories, the Polite Society podcast, published very heavily on Ammo Land. After Slow Facts WordPress blog, there's a lot of ways to catch Rob, everything that he does. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We've been talking to Rob Morse as we've been doing a little bit of self-defense gun stories, a little coronavirus here and there, as seems to be the predominant topic out there. Where would you like to go now, sir?
Well, feel free to distract me for this last segment, but I think a lot of people who brought a gun home might not know what to do with it. And it's more than just how to grab the gun. It's the idea of defending your family. You hear somebody break into your house. That's great news. That means you've locked the door. Now you've got several seconds to defend. The contrasting view is my gun will be up there on the shelf when I need it, and I'll get it, and I'll be fast enough to defend myself. That's putting you into a gunfight that you want to avoid at all points, because the fastest gunfighter is still taking a chance,
right,
that the bad guy can get a shot off and kill him. We want to avoid that exchange entirely. So you want to protect your family? Close your doors and windows. Lock them. Now, I understand kids come and go. I get it. It's hard. Practice, it gets better. But the thing that will leave you flat-footed is going, oh, what was that sound? So you need to rehearse. You want to defend your family? All here. I can give you seconds of advantage over your adversary. Talk to the people in your house. Have an emergency action plan. If, you know, bad people come, what are we going to do? If it's just you and your significant other, hide in the bedroom. If there are kids involved, you're going out the door to go get the kids. You know, do you take them back to the bedroom while somebody's beating on the door? Do you go, why, I'm already in their room. We'll stay there. Okay. Your house, your rules, your solutions, not mine. But the idea of locking your doors and windows gives you the seconds to put that in place, and you'll use up those seconds like a deer in the headlight unless you've walked through this plan with your family. So there, I just made you seconds faster than the bad guy, because learning how to draw quickly, that takes at the minimum months of practice.
Well, all of the what was that guy's name? Jim Cirillo.
Yeah,
out of New York, the famed New York stakeout mm-hmm. guy who was in 19 gunfights mm-hmm. while on duty. His draw was exactly the same one as the tactical response one, the stepping off of the where you were. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be fast to do that. You just got to be aware and step off.
You have to have thought about it. Oh, if this is going to be a gunfight, don't stay there. That's how you get shot. Right. That's part of a safety plan. It's not just who moves their hands. Okay, there's got to be an old John Wayne quip that young men go for speed and old men who are treacherous get the hell out of the way and cheat.
Yep.
You moved. Darn right I did, young man. I intend to kill you, not stand there and get shot.
You moved and you won.
Right. So, and the other thing would be, you know, okay, you hear the crash in the night. If you're alone, you're not going to search your house. If your significant other's there with you, you're not going to search it. But again, oh, you've got kids. You know, you have to identify your adversary. Is this a drunk neighbor? Is this a, you know, I guess times have changed. Is this one of your teenagers who went outside, is now drugged up, crashed? Good news is he came back to your house to break in. But you have to identify your target. Turn on the lights.
That never hurt. I mean, I would be doing that anyway.
Good
That's
on
one
you,
thing.
But see, you've thought about it. You have years of thinking about it. I love that.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. I watch these videos of these things where they go and do this urban exploration, right?
Okay.
And they'll come up on something that looks like a man that I've seen many of these videos where they come up on something that looks like a man, except he's down on all fours and he's creeping up on them and he looks quite disheveled and everything. But you can't tell because he's in the dark. So, and for some reason, they never illuminate him before they, you know, take off in that strategic retreat. Because the other thing they do is none of them ever go do a urban exploration armed. Which I really don't get that one at all. I don't get it at all. So, I think, do you think some people just get so fearful that they just don't, that it's sort of like the fine motor functions that go away, the fine brain functions maybe go away for a minute?
Yes, there's absolutely part of that. And the other part is even no one is as smart as they think they are. Ever. So, Bill, unless I thought about it and sort of rehearsed what I do, you know, you and I have studied the legal use of lethal force enough to know I'm not going to go investigate down there because that holds more problems for me than solutions. It sounds like somebody's breaking into my car in my garage. 911. There, that's my first, you know, my gun's with me now, my holster, 911. But we may have someone who's too timid, who waits for the bad guy to get through the bedroom door, or someone who's too aggressive, someone who goes to clear their house, and in a calm moment, you'd say, what do you think the best thing to do? Well, that probably wasn't it. So you look brilliant because you've prepared.
Well, I mean, like if it was something out in the garage, like you're talking about a car being stolen or anything, I'd probably be on 911 when I flip on the lights wherever they are.
Yeah.
So they can know, hey, I'm aware of what you're doing. Maybe mm-hmm. you might want to go somewhere else. And I would sincerely hope that they don't get out of there and go, well, now that you've called the police on me, I may as well commit a few felonies on you. Because then, you know, I'm going to be committing a few justifiable homicides, you know. So if that's what comes to, don't want to. That's why I flipped the switch.
But that's, you understand when you're forced to commit those, that violence.
Yeah.
You go, you know, somebody's stealing my lawnmower. Nah, they don't deserve a bullet.
Nope.
Somebody's stealing my car. No. Nope. Even in Texas where maybe you can. I'm sorry. Someone coming into my house through the bedroom door while I'm on 911.
Yeah.
They're not going to get a chance to touch my family. So
yeah,
that's what makes great defense.
That's the bridge too far.
Exactly.
That's the bridge too far.
You know, I worry about people, and you and I read about it occasionally. Someone's banging at the door, you know. Oh, blah, 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 mumbled sounds. They want you to open the door, and people get nervous and shoot someone who's outside their home. That's a mistake. Don't do that. And don't chase the bad guy.
No.
So, yeah.
ID the target. ID the target. If you want to save yourself a lot of grief, ID the target and give the target a choice.
Right.
And then if they make the wrong choice, then okay, you did everything you could do. I want to thank you for taking the time to spend the evening here tonight, as you do. Thank you very much.
My pleasure, Bill. See you next week.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to be joined from the truthaboutguns.com by Dan Zimmerman. He's back. We're back on track, as you would say. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives, with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.